Elliott Lake today received the following letter from Owen Rigg, director of the Northern Golf Association, and other members of the golf industry regarding the potential decision to surplus the local golf course. Attention. D. Marchesella, Mayor N. Mann, Councillor L. Sear, Councillor E. Pierce, Councillor T. Turner, Councillor S. Finnamore, Councillor C. Pattery, Councillor Municipally run golf facilities are an essential recreational service within any community lucky enough to have this asset within their recreational portfolio. Golf facilities are a haven for residents looking for a fun, safe and inclusive environment that provides significant benefits to one's mental and physical health. In addition, municipal golf is a critical conduit to affordable access to golf, which not only introduces new golfers to the sport but also creates lifelong value for municipalities looking to create a recreational hub for residents and visitors. Stone Ridge represents the exact type of recreation that needs to be provided to keep their residents active. The people of Elliott Lake in particular have spoken by way of generating a petition with over 1,342 signatures of individuals that do not want to see the city divest itself of this asset. Revenue generated through green fees represents a significant return on the city's investment compared to other city-controlled assets such as soccer fields, swimming pools and hockey arenas, where the same level of revenue generation cannot be assured. Data from the National Golf Course Owners Association indicates there was a 24.1% increase in rounds played in 2021 compared to the last 5 years. The price of re-entry into the golf business, compared with the amount of sunk costs that have already been contributed to construction of Stone Ridge, would be astronomically higher the next time around when the next government intends to build a golf course. Eliminating access and allowing a third party to dictate the price of green fees for the residents of Elliott Lake will have significant long-term effect on the ability of the mayor and city council members to control the affordability of the golf course and ultimately eliminating access for residents. Below are some quotes from industry leaders on why it is critical for the city of Elliott Lake to maintain control of this amenity. After my more than 3 decades observing the Canadian golf industry from just about every perspective, it's inconceivable to me that Elliott Lake would contemplate divesting itself of Stone Ridge, especially as the city has spent a significant amount on advertising over the past several years positioning itself as a retirement haven. The number one recreational activity among retirees is golf. Affordable golf. Retaining control of the course ensures the city can regulate rates and accessibility. This is a monumental decision that, in my opinion as an outside observer, seems to be taken far too lightly. As the saying goes, act in haste, repent at leisure. I urge council and staff to do the research, consult with other municipalities and look at the long-term negative impact the sale of Stone Ridge would have on the city of Elliott Lake. John Gordon, golf writer, consultant, former director of communications and member services for Golf Canada and executive director of Golf Ontario. Maintaining ownership of municipal golf courses ensures that local elected officials can continue to represent the best interests of residents and taxpayers. Priorities such as equity, affordability, and environmental stewardship are best achieved when public officials have direct control. Any future change in use can incorporate golf assets into other public green space facilities rather than privatized developments. Malcolm Bromley, retired Vancouver Parks general manager, as an advocate for affordable, accessible golf in Canada, it's concerning how often elected officials and municipal golf are pitted against each other instead of working together. With respect to the current and any potential future situation at Stone Ridge, I believe a thorough briefing on the role municipal golf plays in the community and with constituents should be a priority for members of Elliott Lake City Council. Rick Young, President, Golf Journalists Association of Canada. The need for affordable and accessible recreation is critical as municipalities find their footing in a post-pandemic world. Coupled with the rise of popularity in the sport, it is imperative that municipalities look to grow their golf offering, not reduce. We the undersigned urge the mayor and city councillors to take action that benefits the long-term health and sustainability of the sport of golf in the community of Elliott Lake, for now and forever. Kevin Thistle, Chief Executive PGA of Canada. Owen Rigg, Officer Director, Northern Golf Association. Ryan Logan, Director, Golf Services Golf Canada. Craig Lowry, Director, Golf Services Golf Ontario. Rick Young, President, Golf Journalists Association of Canada. John Gordon, golf writer, Consultant Malcolm Bromley retired. General Manager Vancouver Parks.